Good morning. This is KWSO News. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs Branch of Natural Resources recently installed multiple seasonal gates on main roads in the Lion's Head Fire area. The seasonal closure helps reduce the impacts to road systems in the winter months and secure wintering big game within the closure area. Certain roads in the Lion's Head Fire are systematically closed to motorized vehicles used to help protect wildlife habitat, decrease wildlife disturbance, and reduce road maintenance costs. The seasonal gates will be closed December 1st through April 1st each year. Public access for various uses, including in the spring, April through summer, and fall for hunting, woodcutting, cultural plant harvesting, gathering, and other recreational use when the Tribal Committee deems the area open in 2022 through 2025. The gates may be closed or opened later or earlier than scheduled due to poor road conditions brought on by extreme weather conditions or highly hazardous conditions like falling debris, trees, and mudslides. Tribal members are asked to leave all the gates free of obstructions. For additional information, you can contact the Branch of Natural Resources at 541-553-2001. Officials in Oregon say at least 99 state workers have been fired for failing to get vaccinated against COVID-19. COIN reports the figures from the Department of Administrative Services show that out of more than 40,000 state workers, 84.7% received the vaccine and 12.2% were exempt on religious or medical grounds. The rest are either on long-term leave or waiting to get their vaccination status verified. Governor Kate Brown ordered all state workers to receive shots. The deadline for most was November 30th. Multiple legal challenges to Brown's order were rejected. Here in Warm Springs, a vaccination is not mandated, but it is encouraged as efforts are made to help protect the community and our elders from this pandemic. A COVID-19 report for Warm Springs shows one new case of COVID-19 from 48 tests conducted on Tuesday, November 30th at the Health and Wellness Center. There are currently 15 people with active COVID-19 in Warm Springs and 13 close contacts receiving daily monitoring. On Tuesday, 80 youth ages 5 and older received their COVID-19 vaccination at a youth clinic at the Health and Wellness Center. For any youth with their first shot, families should make sure you have completed an entry form for the incentive raffle and that the form is turned in by this afternoon. Drawings for the prizes will be done on Friday, December 3rd. For more information or to get a form or to turn a form in, contact jalissa.suppa@wstribes.org. Yakima Nation officials say they will allow a rural school district in central Washington to continue the use of the Waluk warrior image while a plan for respectful usage is developed. The Yakima Herald Republic reports, according to a Yakima Nation news release, the Waluk School District in Mattawa has until January 2023 to develop a memorandum of understanding with the Yakima Nation to ensure the use of the image remains respectful. State legislation passed in April banned the use of Native American names, symbols, or imagery as school mascots, logos, or team names unless a school located on or near Native lands consults and obtains permission from the nearest tribe. After well over a decade of fierce opposition from environmentalists, landowners, and tribes, the company behind the Jordan Cove Energy Project is calling it quits. Jefferson Public Radio's Leah Moriarty reports.
The Canadian company Pembina proposed a 229-mile-long pipeline and liquefied natural gas export terminal in southwest Oregon. Opponents warned of environmental damage as well as the climate impacts of the $10 billion Jordan Cove project. On Wednesday, Pembina asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, to withdraw its authorizations, saying it no longer intends to move forward with the project. Ali Rosenbluth is with the environmental group Rogue Climate.
We are so excited because our communities have put so much energy, effort, resources into stopping this project.
Pembina got the green light from FERC in 2020, but the state of Oregon declined to issue two key permissions, saying the company didn't demonstrate Jordan Cove could meet environmental standards. The company's legal efforts to get around the state requirements failed, leaving it with no viable way to proceed. I'm Liam Moriarty reporting.
And now a look into sports. The Madras White Buffalo basketball teams were in action last night hosting Ridgeview in the Buffalo Dome. The Lady Buffs took the court first and came up short as they fell to Ridgeview 66-50. The Buff boys then took on the Ridgeview boys and they also fell 60-52. Next up for the Lady Buffs, they will host Redmond tomorrow night in the Buffalo Dome. You can catch that game here on KWSO. The Vegas Toughest Junior World Championship is getting underway today in Las Vegas, Nevada. Warm Springs contestants Brinley Hallian, Isaiah Florendo, and Siddeley Spino Suppa are competing this year. There are several events for youth, 12 and under, as well as 15 and under and 19 and under, taking place today and on Saturday. They continue with events for youth ages 10 and under, 12 and under, 15 and under, and 19 and under on December 3rd and 5th. December 6th will be the championship finals and awards. You can tune in to watch the events live on johnsonsportline.com. That's a look at news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.